Good evening, Gary Smith. Thank you for joining us after this home victory over Biggleswade Town. So congrats on a great 4-0 win. Perhaps a little fortunate to be one up at half time. We looked a little bit disjointed in the first half, but second half much improved.
Yeah, happy for the 4-0 victory. I thought Biggleswade came with a game plan to try and stop us from playing our natural flow in football, and I thought they were quite successful in doing it in the first half. We didn't look like we were into the shape and the form that we normally show. Took a few harsh words at half time, and like you said, came out much more improved in the second half, and final score of 4-0 really could have been more. So yeah, pleasing victory. Happy for the boys, obviously. It's 3 more points towards the goal that we're trying to achieve, so yeah, fantastic victory.
One of the criticisms of the side throughout the season has been that we don't shoot often enough and from far enough out, and that was laid to bed today because a couple of great goals for Ryan Bezic, who's having quite a season. I think he's 17 now, and he missed a penalty, yeah. But also one from Jimmy Fry as well.
Yeah, very pleased for Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy's been putting in some fantastic performances for us from the beginning of the season up to now. And we've been dying for him to score, so very pleased for him. Obviously, you know, Jimmy's he's put his body on the line for us on more than one occasion, and he suffered like horrific head injuries and had to have stitches, so I'm very pleased for Jim. And as for Ryan Bezic, what can I say? Captain fantastic. He might not look like, you know, the greatest shaped player out there on the park, and you know, people will criticise and make comments and whatever, but listen, when you have the ability that he has, you can go on the pitch and show what you can do, and he's been fantastic. I mean, if a striker had scored 17 goals this season for us, we would have been going absolutely fantastic, brilliant. But to get 17 goals from midfield is an absolute fantastic achievement for him. It could have been 18 today. And for any aspiring young footballers in the crowd that want to be at that level, he's a prime example for them to take note of, because I think he's absolutely brilliant. He's fantastic.
I actually said on the radio commentary today that basically along the lines of any young kids watching the technique for the first goal, mm-hmm. You know, that's how you strike a ball. Oh, and it was sublime.
It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, when it came out, I mean, he was coming onto it, I went, he's going to hit this, and you know, what a fantastic strike. The ball has stayed like, you know, just about like 6 inches off the ground all the way through, and the keeper's absolutely not seen it. Good job the net was there. It's a brilliant goal.
Now, young lad right back today, Ben Hart, made his debut on loan from Burton Albion. How do you think he played?
Yeah, I thought Ben had a fantastic game as well. Baptism of fire for him. We threw him in at the deep end. And he's gone out there today and shown what he's capable of, so I'm pleased for him as well. And I'm hoping that will continue for him for the rest of the season.
Great to have so many players back from injury, and that break that we've had has helped in that regard. And also now Aaron Ford's suspension has been served, so he's available for next weekend's trip to Needham Market. Mm-hmm. But are there any fresh injury concerns today other than Jimmy's head wound?
Obviously Jimmy's recovering with that scar, and he's taken a bang on it, and it's just opened a little bit, so I'm sure that will be mended in no time. Everybody else is fine. Obviously a little bit leggy, but they'll be fine.
5 clean sheets on the spin there, 5 league wins on the spin. Really starting to build some real momentum now as we kick on towards the final 10 games or so.
Yeah, obviously before the game I've told the boys that we'll do it one game at a time. And I just had a feeling that today, somewhere along the line, somebody was going to drop some points. And if you look around, some of the results that have gone in today, absolutely fantastic for us. We've put a little bit more distance between the teams that are in 5th and 6th place, you know, and opened up a little bit more of a gap. Obviously Bromsgrove have lost as well, so that's another result that's gone in our favour. We just now need to concentrate. We're not really going to be worrying about other teams' results. It's about our own results, and it's what we do. And if we keep winning our football matches, then hopefully we can achieve the goal that we set out at the beginning of the season.
Gary, as always, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up with you again next Saturday.
Cheers, you're welcome.